quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in if you want. I know the lines have been jammed, but you can get in right now. Dave will come to you in a second. Before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. I can't get into Underdog right now. Do you know why, Ramona?
Because no.
I had to change my password the other day, and apparently I don't remember I had to add a series of, you know, funny things, you know, and so it's like a strange password, and I wrote it down, but it's at home, sadly, so I can't get in right now. Look, football is back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. It doesn't get better than Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, so much more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. It just makes it all a little bit better. You don't always win, but it's the chance that you can always win. And last week I hit a $50 play for $700. Now I gave some of it back this weekend because I missed two plays that I thought I had a great chance at, but they were big. You know, I was going for home runs, and I still have some season long plays just based on that $700 that I invested it back in. And you could do the same on Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concern with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. to the phones, it's Dave and Matt. Dave, how are you, Dave? Good to have you.
Good. How are you doing?
Good, Dave. Thank you for getting in.
Very good. Hey, I might have missed it, but and it's also been overlooked a little because the defense played so well. But Peter Woods did not seem to really step up as you know people were hoping from you know the last couple of years. I mean, you know, he made plays, but he didn't really dominate anything. You know, he wasn't like Harold Perkins or anything. Are you disappointed in the way he played, or do you think it's still just too early to see where changes are going to be coming?
Well, you know, it's a fair question, but my answer would be no, because he was doubled on every play. He was double-teamed on every play. He was actually triple-teamed on one play. So Peter Woods was receiving a lot of attention, and when you receive that type of attention, then other guys around him have to make the plays. You know, he's basically being sacrificed for that reason. And he kept fighting and he kept battling, but he did show up in the stat sheet. You know, I think he had five tackles or so. But, you know, you got to remember, he's a defensive tackle. He's not playing in space. So when he gets doubled, you know, he's got a couple 320-pound guys going at him. He's in there battling and fighting those guys, and that's really what I saw. And like I said, on the first Caden 24-yard run, he actually wound up with a third guy blocking him at one point. So yeah, I understand the question, Dave, and it's a good question, but he was really double teamed all game, and that's what he's going to see. He's going to get that level of respect from most opponents. And so other guys who are one-on-one now have to make the plays. And it also frees up your linebackers to make plays. And so, you know, the beneficiaries of that should be Sammy Brown and Wade Woodhouse.
Gotcha. And Brown obviously played really well. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, and both linebackers played well, and both linebackers benefited from Peter Woods, as did the other defensive lineman. And look, from a Clemson standpoint, Clemson threw all those D tackles out there. They threw them all out there. You know, we saw Vic Burley, and we saw Green, and we saw Capehart, and we saw Adams and obviously Woods, and you know, so Clemson threw their depth at defensive tackle out there, and that is a luxury that most teams simply do not have. Most teams around America just do not have the luxury of the defensive tackle depth that Clemson has. That's going to be enormous over the course of the season, not just from a health and injury standpoint. Look, I've always said this, if you're going to play major college football on the defensive front, you need at least 8 bodies that you can rotate. You have to have that. You have to have that. Clemson has more than that. They have like 8 at defensive tackle. You know, so that's a big-time luxury. But I think as the season goes on, you're going to see more and more Adams. I think he's going to be the hard guy to keep out of that mix. You know, I've heard some discussion about Green and the aftermath of it. I think he played okay. But I think Adams is just a better player. I think he's a better talent. I think out of all the defensive tackles, including Peter Woods, I think Adams is the best talent. And so I think you're going to need to see more out of him. But your top two guys, to my way of thinking, are Woods and Adams from a talent standpoint. And I don't want to see Adams sort of slow played, because I think we did that with Brown last year and paid a price for that. And I don't want to see that. So we'll see how that plays out moving forward. But I expect more from Adams. And, you know, again, Green started. And I thought he was, you know, pretty good. I mean, he won a few battles. He lost a few battles. There's a play with 7 minutes left in the second quarter that he gets pancaked on, a running play. You know, and that'll happen. That'll happen. But I think Adams brings a different ingredient. I do. He's just so immensely powerful and so explosive. And, you know, he came in for Woods for a play, I want to say in quarter two, and he just immediately drove the defensive line back at their quarterback's face. And that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. And so I think you'll see more of him moving forward. You know, I think that from a defensive standpoint, as a part of this conversation, you know, I thought Lawson, for the most part, looked pretty good. And so maybe the defensive end depth is improved. Held had the sack. So, you know, you've got Parker and Lawson and Held, and you know, and you've got a couple other guys in the mix. But I think it looks a little bit better than it did a year ago there, certainly, maybe much better, actually. You know, I'm still a little concerned about any injuries at that position, so you hope that that doesn't happen. But, you know, I thought that that whole group played well. I think that LSU offense is a beast, a monster. I think they showed a lot of imagination, a lot of creativity in the things they were doing offensively in the run game. And Clemson held up against most of that. And still with good gap integrity, good run fits, you know, Clemson held up well. They looked like a much better coach team. They were well schooled. You know, you just didn't have the truck wide gaps yet a year ago. All that stuff was fixed, and it was fixed against an elite offense. So moving forward against offenses that are less elite, they should be dominant. You know, the linebackers are physical. They're athletic. You know, I'm still a little worried about the overall depth at linebacker. That concerns me. You know, I said we talk about the secondary. We will. Let me get to a couple of these calls, and we'll get back into this. It is Matt and then Dre. Two more great callers. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely,
well,
Matt.
I got my pick's wrong, but I got the score right for LSU. I guess I was somewhere in the ballpark.
Well, there you go.
I said 35-17, so, you know, I got 17, so I'm just going to give up on the numbers from now on. Winners. And, like, the Auburn thing, it kind of surprised me to where Auburn's at now offensively. You know,
I did warn you a little bit about that because I'm high on Auburn. I'm high on Hugh Freeze, first of all. I think he's a brilliant coach.
And I probably should have listened to the expert, meaning you. But, you know, mea culpa on that one.
I missed some things this weekend in week one, too, Matt. It's going to happen.
What? And I could be wrong. I know it's the first game, but I think TCU is probably a viable, and Utah are viable.
Yeah, teams. You know what?
They're different, way different than last year.
And I can't deny that. I think that, you know, we haven't really gotten to that level yet in talking about those teams, but I think, you know, three teams that there wasn't a lot of preseason discussion about. There was some. We had a little at our kickoff show with Utah. I believe a couple people, maybe you, had mentioned TCU. I don't think anybody mentioned South Florida. I did pick South Florida in our pick'em contest. One thing I got right. Because I thought they would beat Boise State, and they did. So I did have that. But I think those three teams, South Florida, TCU, and Utah, and what's interesting, Matt, is that all three teams have super talented quarterbacks at the collegiate level.
And some of the windows the TCU quarterback was getting that ball in was very impressive.
He actually has a real plus arm. Hoover has a real plus arm. I mean, he can really throw the football. He made one throw rolling left that was an absolute cannon shot. And he's going to be an interesting player to watch at draft time because I'm going to be curious to see what he actually measures. I mean, they list him at 6'2". If he comes in at 6'2", he's going to go much higher than anyone imagines because he has a very talented arm.
And the head coach, I mean, his philosophy, he's like air raid, but now he's very balanced with the running back they have there. I mean,
Sonny Dykes has always been a great offensive football coach.
And on the outlier, the monster in the background and the shadows could be Kansas. It's going to be a good game at Kansas, Missouri this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah,
Tulane's good.
Yeah, and on Kansas, I'm probably one of the few people who actually ranked Kansas prior to the year, and I did not rank Kansas State, and I feel pretty good about that. I think my preseason rankings, I have hit a bunch of things that so far, and it could change, but that I think people had no idea of. Like, I put Kansas in. I did not put Kansas State in. I did not rank Alabama. People thought that was crazy, especially the people who were picking Alabama number one. It doesn't look so crazy now, does it?
And what better fan base could that happen to? One last thing I'll run. I think Tulane and Navy are going to be looking at. They're looking very competitive. I think Tulane with that quarterback,
they
changed that direction of that team. I appreciate it, Walt.
Yep. Thanks, Matt. Yep. Facts. And I'm really high on Navy. If Blake Corvette stays healthy, I think they're an 11-1 team. Their only loss will be to Notre Dame. And it won't be a blowout this time. They'll compete. They'll lose, but they won't compete. They will compete to some degree. Dre and Merritt. Dre, good to have you as always.
My man Walt, what's going on?
Hey, Dre. How you doing? Appreciate you as always.
Oh, yeah, man. I had two quick things I wanted to get in on. First thing, I haven't found anything to validate it yet, but I've just been seeing articles here and there, so maybe I was hoping you could validate it for me. But I'm seeing reports that the Packers are finding out that Michael Parsons' injury is maybe a little bit more serious. Not necessarily it's going to stop him from playing, but it's more serious than we were led to believe. So if that is the case, if it is true, does that mean Jerry was smart enough and actually won the trade or what?
Dre, honestly, it's way too soon to guess on any of that. You know, I think that we need to see whether Micah Parsons is going to be fully healthy and whether he's a go. I'm still inclined to think that given what you got for Parsons or given what Dallas got, that's not adequate. But, you know, we'll find out.
Okay. Second thing I wanted to get in on, brother, was I finally sat down and rewatched the LSU game. I took my fan glasses off and put my coaching glasses on. And I got to take back anything negative I said about our offensive line. I'll take that back. I mean, they played great. It was just more so realizing that it was more so blitzing just coming through and the running backs failing to pick it up to keep the pressure off the tape.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't want to go that far, Drag, because I don't think they played great, but I don't think they were awful. I think they played better than my first live belief.
Considering how I described it.
Yeah. Okay. Compared to that, they played great.
Right. So my question to you, and I'll take this one off the air, is what do you think will be done as far as the running back room to probably try to get better at this pass blocking, or are we going to try to scheme our way out of it so we can hide that weakness from our team, or how do you think we go about fixing that?
Yep. Thank you, Dre. Good talking to you as always. Well, you know, listen, from a pass pro standpoint, I'm not sure that Clemson's going to face another team with the athletic talent and pieces that LSU had defensively to present the type of blitz looks and pressures and corner fires and everything else that Baker threw at Clemson. I'm just not sure. I think we live in a copycat world, and there are going to be – I've already had the people have asked me about, well, did they establish a blueprint now, and now everyone's going to come after. There will be a little of that, yes. There's going to be a little bit of teams seeing that, well, Cade didn't handle this well. Maybe Garrett Riley could have handled it better, so we have to see if we can do some of this. There may be a little of that. The thing is, they're not going to be able to do it with guys like Weeks and Perkins. All right, there aren't. You're not going to see a lot of that. You're not going to see the talent level that LSU had the rest of the season, at least the vast majority of the rest of the season. Maybe until the end, we'll see. And so I think from that standpoint, there might be teams that want to be able to do some of that or want to try it. The question is, do they have the pieces to try it? Or will they just get burnt trying it? I think the answer is they're more likely to get burnt. So I'm not all that worried about that element. In terms of running back pass pro, yeah, it was a mixed bag for all the guys that played. But I think one of the things you're going to certainly see in game two against Troy is you're going to see Clemson establish their ability to run the football. You know, you've got to prove that you can, and you need your offensive line involved that way too. So you're going to see you're probably going to see a much, much more balanced attack against Troy, and you're going to see a lot more carries for at least three running backs in that game, and probably four. Yeah, I would expect that Eazy-E and Gideon Davidson are going to get a lot more work in that game as well, but Adam Randall is certainly going to get more work. I mean, I would be sort of shocked if Randall didn't have like 15 carries versus Troy. And I think he gets 15 carries, and I think those other two backs get, you know, maybe 15 between them. I mean, I think you're to see at least 30 runs by the running backs in this game. And I think you'll see Clemson snap the ball more because I think they'll be more effective and move the ball more and have more first down. So there's going to be a higher play count than 58 or whatever it was against LSU, which is, you know, dreadful, especially for a team that planned on playing some up-tempo. There really wasn't any of that. You know. Look, the reality on the up-tempo stuff and the playing with pace stuff, and I've explained this before, I don't know what that number is anymore because I have not kept track of it, but at one point a few years ago, that number was like 5.5. That if you choose to play with pace, you have to average at least 5.5 yards a play or you're just hurting your defense. And that's fairly obvious why that would be true, all right? And they chart all this stuff. They know all these numbers. Well, that didn't happen. Clemson wasn't averaging any 5.5 yards a play. So had you played with pace, it wouldn't have worked anyway. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's no gouda. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists here, trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of your budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Quick break. Merritt, you're up first. You can get in if you want, 654-7627.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Swinney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right!
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him! Holy smokes!
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Awesome. Allman Brothers Wednesday. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. You don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. Make an ordinary day feel like a milestone with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers in the Blue Box. Turner's is family-owned jewelry with over 65 years of expertise. That's amazing. And a legacy of trust in the upstate of South Carolina. You aren't kidding. Ramona trusts them. She lives over there. I've bought all sorts of things from Turner's Jewelers, including Manly watch that I couldn't find anywhere else. Whether it's just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each one made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You want something as unique as she is? Design a one-of-a-kind piece with Turner's Expert Jewelers. If you can dream it up, draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. It's incredible. Sending kids off to college, mark the milestone with a keepsake they'll treasure forever, and tailgate and touchdowns aren't the only highlights this fall. A gift from Turner's is worth celebrating. When it's time to say, I do, nobody does I do like Turner's Jewelers does. Trust me. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches that elevate your style. Looking for a pre-owned Rolex? Turner's has stunning selection at prices worth celebrating. Discover state pieces and designer jewelry that'll turn heads and start conversations. Turner's in-house team also offers appraisals, repairs, cleaning to help your jewelry keep your jewelry sparkling. Real gold gold, real silver, real value. Turner's offers timeless quality at competitive prices this season. Find the perfect gift to mark any anniversary, a new chapter, or just a Tuesday. As the leaves change, so can your look. Add a pop of sparkle to your fall wardrobe. It's always the right time to give Turner's a blue box. It never goes out of style. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. There is no place like Turner's, I promise you. Merritt and then Frank. Merritt, how are you, Merritt? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely, Merritt.
Hey, I just wanted to say I got to go to my first college football playoff or college football kickoff show you guys did. I was the only Tennessee fan there, though, I think.
How about that? How about that? Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of Tennessee fans, but some of them seem to have dropped off the map. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're a little concerned. But, look, you had a nice first game, Merritt. Aguilar looked good throwing the ball.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to talk to you about. I was just I was going to give you my take and then let you pick that apart and see what you thought.
Yeah.
But I did think Aguilar played pretty well.
Yep.
In the first game. He threw a deep ball, the 73-yard touchdown to Staley. I thought that was pretty nice. I did think he missed a few of the shorter throws. He threw a little high on some stuff and missed some of those. But overall, I thought his decision-making was well and, no interceptions. I thought also, our wide receivers – we're a little shaky. I think they dropped a few balls. I think Staley was the bright spot. I thought Brazel did okay. Mike Matthews, the five-star, I was a little disappointed there. But I thought our running backs, I really liked Star Thomas. I thought he did a nice job. He was averaging almost like 8 yards a carry or something. And I thought our O-line played fairly well.
Well, and Thomas is a grad transfer, too, so he gives you – he gives you a little bit of experience back there. And from an Aguilar standpoint, look, even when Aguilar was playing at App State, I said he has an NFL arm, and he does. He has an NFL arm. So he's got some tools. Right. I think he showed his arm talent in that game.
Yeah, I was super happy with him. I thought he did really well. We're not world beaters by any means. We got a lot of issues still. But overall, I thought it was okay. I thought the defense was a little bit of a disappointment. Because they were kind of hyped up as they're going to be better than the unit last year, But I thought we kind of got gashed a little bit by Syracuse in some areas. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to be a work in progress. I was not buying the stuff about the Tennessee defense was going to be elite. I heard a lot of that talk before the year. I don't know how you lose, some of your best players, and most notably Pearson, think that the defense is better. We'll see about that over the course of the season. But the one thing is you have a fairly favorable schedule by SEC standards, and so this is all going to come down really to Aguilar and how he plays at the quarterback position. Yeah. Offensively last year you weren't good, and it started with Nico. Obviously you lose a super elite tailback, that doesn't help. That's going to put more pressure on the quarterback, and we're going to have to see how Aguilar plays once he gets into SEC play. And I think that's going to go a long way to determining who and what you are.
Yeah. I think another thing, Walt, the recruiting, we flipped the kid from LSU, the wide receiver, five stars, and we got the number one quarterback coming in. So it's looking good for the future, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. And for that reason, you need to have a fairly good year. You can't go 7-5 or something. So you want to maintain those players.
We're one injury away from possibly doing that. It's kind of what, we got a couple freshmen, a redshirt freshman and a true freshman kind of behind Aguilar. Yeah. They're good, but they're talented, but I don't, that would be a huge blow to take.
Yeah, you don't want to see him this year.
Yeah. A quick thing, Walt, you're talking about South Florida a little bit earlier. Alex Golish down there, what do you think about him if, say, a job like NC State or somewhere like that comes open?
Yep.
You think he's a good candidate?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mary. Yeah, I think he's on that list. He's going to be one of those guys who, in very short order, makes that jump, maybe after this year.
Right on. I agree. We had him at Tennessee and had a really good offense under him. I really like Coach Golish, so I think he would be a good choice.
No question.
Somewhere like that. Yep. All right, Walt.
Great speaking with you as always, Merritt. Thank you. Frank. Frank, how are you, Frank? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm doing okay. I say good. I'm still a Clemson fan this week, as tough as that was. I had some questions. You still looking? You still think we're going to make it to the playoffs?
I do. I still think the team is really good. You know, I take heart in this. I was actually just thinking about this a minute ago in our commercial break. You know, people have asked what I've thought about the defense. I've gotten into a lot of it. I want to get into more of it. But the biggest overriding 20,000-foot view of Clemson's defense would be it's physical. And last year, it was never physical. Never.
True.
And so that's the biggest positive takeaway I have from game one, is that Clemson's defense against an elite opponent was without question physical. I don't remember a single time all last season I would have said Clemson's defense was physical.
Yeah, it was pretty bad last year. It did look a lot better. I have to say it wasn't. I don't think it's what I was expecting. But I'm not sure they had much of a chance anyway against that offense and the way that was set up. Also, I did hear, watching the North Carolina game, I heard Reese Davis say late that he still had Clemson winning everything, the national championship. He did say that. So that made me feel, you know, there's other people smarter than me looking at it, and I think we still got it.
You know? And again, you know, the Tigers in the AP poll only fell to 8. And so 8, you're still right in the middle of everything. You just have to win some games. And I think part of that was the respect level shown for LSU. I think that, you know, smart people recognize that the LSU defense, a completely different bunch than we saw last year. When you watch that game, that's a completely different side of the football for LSU. And Baker's got those guys humming. They're healthy. They added a bunch of transfer pieces that were really key. And they looked the part. So from a Clemson standpoint, you know, you were 14 yards away from tying them. Like I said, the offense needs some adjustment, some work. The quarterback needs to play better. The offensive coordinator needs to coach better. And I think those things can certainly happen. And then from a defensive standpoint, though, I think that's the big overriding thing to me, is Clemson's defense is once again physical. And like I said, I don't remember a single time last year where I said that.
True. Yeah, I know LSU's defense left there with a full belly, so they all got to eat.
Yep.
One more thing, and I'll take it off the air, Walt. Am I looking at the stats right that Ole Miss put up almost 700 yards?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
They did.
Is that Austin kid that good?
Yeah, he is that good. I mean, he really is. He is an elite talent. You know, we saw him come in versus Georgia last year when Jackson Dart got banged up, and he came in and the offense looked great. He looked great, and they moved the ball, and then Dart came back in and added to it. But Austin Simmons looked terrific, and he looked terrific in week one. And again, he is a absolute top half of round one quarterback talent without question.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Walt. Great show as always.
Thank you, Frank.
And, I'll keep listening. Thanks,
Thank you, Frank. Very kind. Ramona, I said I had an ugly story to tell you about. There's no humor in this. You know, we seldom do these stories. I mean, when I do stories, I like to find humorous stories. And we do. Sometimes real life just slaps in the face. I have an incredibly ugly story when we get back that it's just a fact of life. Ramona said, well, I don't really want... I said, I know, but... The reality is that there is a sports connection, and it's an awful story that involves a individual from an SEC school. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger Tailgate Show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends, and family. It's a health crisis that's being caused by being overweight and so many people trying to resolve those issues with Ozempic and other drugs. But the cure for this issue is learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. Clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and, of course, proven science. Habits that will, in fact, last a lifetime. Sure, you could go the Ozempic route and spend $20,000 to only regain all that weight a year from now, or you go with the proven PhD Weight Loss method. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, without any extra medication. Call 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Planning a birthday, graduation, or team celebration? Host your party at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Handcrafted pizzas, wings, burgers, and 26 rotating local and craft beer taps, plus gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for weekday happy hours and trivia Thursday nights at 7. It's always a party here. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com. Visit 1007 Tiger Boulevard and we'll bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room, and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
It's Manuel
and Daniel
from Hamilton Career and Technology Center. Break the silence surrounding mental health issues during Suicide Prevention Month in September. Come join the conversation live at our school on the Quack and Ben Show, noon to 3 p.m. September 11th.
Be a part of this awkward but important conversation and help us raise awareness statewide about the importance of discussing how we're really doing. Our talk could save a life, as no one deserves to be alone during this crisis. Call or text 988 to get help.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Thank you.
light that got you through a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candle out of home burns so very.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. That's just nuts. They're the most experienced. They've saved Ramona every 10 years. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap Roofing works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935. That's impossible. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. And as always, with your call, however you contact them, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. All right, Ramona. It's not my pleasure to bring this story to you at all, but it's the way of the world. And it's very sad, very, very, very sad. Awful story, really, Ramona. Southeast Conference, Ramona. University of Kentucky cheerleader arrested. This is by Brad Crawford for CBS Sports. University of Kentucky cheerleader arrested after police find dead infant in her closet.
Oh, no.
A cheerleader at the University of Kentucky was arrested for allegedly hiding a dead infant in her closet to conceal a birth, according to the Lexington Police Department. The baby was found wrapped in a towel and placed inside a trash bag, police said. Lakin Snelling, 21, was arrested Sunday and charged with abusing a corpse, tampering with evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. Court documents indicate Snelling has posted a $100,000 bond, is now on house arrest without an ankle monitor at her parents' home in Jefferson City, Tennessee. Snelling appeared in court Tuesday, per NBC News. Police investigated a residence near Kentucky's campus last week following a disturbing call, according to arrest documents obtained by LEX-18. The citation indicates Snelling admitted to giving birth during an interview with officers. Snelling reportedly admitted to concealing the birth by cleaning any evidence, placing all cleaning items used inside of a black trash bag, including the infant who was wrapped in a towel. Snelling is a member of Kentucky's stunt team, which is a part of the university's cheerleading program. The Fayette County Coroner's Office is investigating the infant's cause of death, per NBC News. In her most recent TikTok post from June, Snelling used an emoji of a woman holding a baby under a list of goals that included marriage, a child, and a home. University of Kentucky only acknowledged to Lex-18 that Snelling was a member of the stunt team for the last 3 seasons, directing all other questions to Lexington police. So I saw this, just a terrible story. You know, I don't know, you know, what the end game in this is. I mean, as of now, she's not been charged with the murder of the child. She's been charged with, you know, the abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence and concealing the birth of an infant. So it sounds like she tried to mask the fact that she was pregnant. I don't know how you do that as you were reaching giving birth when you're a member of a cheerleading team. It's, you know, you're not exactly wearing parkas. So I don't know. I don't know how you actually plan on masking any of that, but apparently she tried. Maybe she got away with that. I don't really know. But again, this matter is still under investigation. So we don't know. To be clear, she has not yet been charged. She's under house arrest without an ankle brace at her parents' house. You know, I hope this story does not get worse. In other words,
they have to find out whether the baby was
born dead,
already dead,
or obviously whether
she
something
let it die.
Right, something worse happened. I mean,
which I hope not.
Right now, as of this moment, She has not been charged with murder or negligent homicide or any of that stuff as yet. To this point, these are post-death, post-baby death charges, but the matter is still being investigated, so you don't know how that's going to turn out. I hope, seriously, for her sake, that the worst isn't a part of this. I hope that this was something where the baby was stillborn or something, and she panicked. I hope that's all this is, because if that is what it is, at some point, you know, her life will get back to normal. If it's not, her life is over at the age of 21. But
that's a terrible story.
Either way, a horrifying story that I just bumped into. And like I said, there was not going to be any amusing element of this. There's nothing funny about any of this. It's a terrible situation. The reality is, at this point, we don't know how terrible the end game is. So I guess more to be determined. But you know, apparently this girl was part of a rather elite Kentucky stunt team, and where she had been a part of for 3 years. So, and she had an emoji on her TikTok post where she was actually holding a baby under a list of goals. Well, she achieved that goal, but apparently, tried to mask and conceal it. You know, I don't know, maybe to protect her status on the cheerleading team. It, you know, obviously there's more to be investigated. And quite frankly, it doesn't sound good. You know what I mean?
If
conceal was your game, because you were concerned about cheerleading, then it makes you think that the worst certainly is possible here. And hopefully not, but remains to be seen. Ralph, how are you, Ralph? Good to have you.
Yeah, that is tragic.
Yep,
news.
Awful story.
It's got all kinds of implications. Like you say, if the baby was born dead or something else, then that'll determine a lot. I do want to say one thing, then I'll move on. I am a friend of a guy at Dartmouth, Randall Balmer, who, in my opinion, has written the definitive work on the politics of the anti-abortion movement, and I'm convinced they're chock full of mendacity. But getting to football, I'm on football now. I agree with, there was an interesting thing that came up today. I kind of
Ralph, Ramona pulled the plug on you because she has said to you, apparently, numerous times in the past, that she does not want you engaging in politics at all, and you once again sort of snuck that in there, and so we had to let you go. Let's stick to sports, Ralph. When you call, we would appreciate that. Clark, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Clark, good
hey,
to have you.
How y'all doing today? Good. I didn't get a DUI on the golf cart.
Good.
Over the Labor Day weekend.
Good. An accomplishment.
I got escorted back to the condo, though, but it wasn't nothing bad. But anyway, got a question for you. And I'm not wanting to throw the towel in on Clemson right now. I know it's the first game. But, you know, next year, a lot of fans don't realize next year it's really going to be hard to win anything because you're losing Klubnik. You're losing a lot of your offensive linemen, maybe a receiver or two. If Clemson doesn't make it deep into the playoffs this year, or they just absolutely flop, do you see Riley coming back? Do you see them bringing him back next year?
Well, that's a good question, Clark, and I think it depends on, you know, how the season plays out. You know, if it plays out in really positive fashion, you know, Garrett Riley could move on his own. If it doesn't play out in positive fashion and there are more performances offensively like this one against other would-be elite opponents, then I would guess the change would be made. So, you know, I think that
yeah,
there's a long way to go, though, Clark, in that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah, look, when you're getting paid $2 million a year, you got to produce. You have to produce. That's the way it is.
You got to produce. I don't know, man. It's just he's got veteran guys, and those guys have been with him since he's been there. You know, and I just I don't know, but there's no way
around the fact that that performance was really disappointing. I mean, offensively, I mean, there's no way around that. I mean, you know, you talk about all these weapons and everything else, and talk about Adam Randall, and then he doesn't touch the ball at all, you know, it was very disappointing. There's no 0 points in the second half at home in game one. Very disappointing.
I'll say this, and I'm gonna get off the air. In today's sport, college football, you've got to get, and I like Sweeney, always have, good person, but you got to get with the program and go out and spend money on plug-in players, and that's just all I got. Have a great day.
Thank you, Clark. A lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of people are saying that you didn't go far enough in the portal. And now listen, when you look at the makeup of this football team with the experience they had coming back, you would have thought that the portal additions made were enough to position Clemson as a legitimate national title contender. And maybe it still will be. You know, again, it's game one. I grant you that the offensive performance was a little bit of a shock to the system, but it's still game one. And I think that's what we all need to be cautious about. Now, like I said, you know, I don't know if you're going to get full buy-in from fans and people who are concerned that, you know, that beating some of these other teams on the schedule still doesn't equate to beating real teams, you know, and I get that perspective. I do. And I don't know when your next chance at playing a real team is going to be. I do think Georgia Tech is much improved, but I don't think people view them as a real team. I don't. And so, you know, when's the next real team? Could it be Florida State? Could Florida State step up to that degree? Maybe, you know, we need to see more of them. All we've seen them is we've seen them play one game against an Alabama team. It sucks. And you know, and now Florida State's the greatest thing of all time. I mean, maybe they are. Maybe that's what it'll turn out to be. But Alabama stinks, all right? And you know, so we need to slow down a little bit on that until we see Florida State play some other teams that aren't going to be 7-5 like Alabama is, or 6-6 like Alabama is. You know, because I don't read too much into beating Alabama, no matter how many people call them the preseason number one team. That was always laughable. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom and Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the help you deserve, or will be there to offer you the help you deserve. His office, as we said, 1011 Tiger Boulevard behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. If you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life, can change your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you in court. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured in any sort of accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The call and the consultation are completely free. You've been through enough. Take action. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with that decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how you get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find it. Listen, parenting is hard. It's even harder when your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick can help you. Schedule your free consultation today. 864-654-3680. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell,